This week is Data Science Week, running from Monday 9th to Friday 13th. It's a week which brings together a community of data scientists, technologists, and educators to raise awareness of data science, increase the uptake of data science training, and to discuss in trending topics such as digital and data literacy. With the need for digital literacy and data literacy at an all-time high, it's a great opportunity to chat about its importance. Joining me this morning to discuss about digital and data literacy, we're joined by Alex Jenkins, Director of the WA Data Science Innovation Hub based at Curtin University. Thanks for joining me on the show this morning.
Oh, thanks very much, Fiona. Great to be here.
So to start off, could you explain to our listeners what digital and data literacy is?
Sure. So, I'll talk about how these things are important and what data science actually means as well. So broadly speaking, we talk about data science as the use of data to drive decision making. So this includes topics such as artificial intelligence and machine learning, kind of technologies that allow computers to learn in a more human way. Might include things like speech recognition, image recognition, and self-driving cars. So this digital and data literacy is really important because our world is changing so rapidly. So most of the jobs that we have now require some level of digital literacy, and this will only increase into the future. So 40 years ago, we had, you know, very few people had a PC. 30 years ago, the internet was barely existing. And only 15 years ago, we started seeing smartphones and iPhones and Android and so on. So I think just like these revolutions, we're going to see the same thing with data and artificial intelligence, and it's going to change our life significantly. So data and digital literacy is really important for everyone, not just for data scientists and people involved in technology.
And I can imagine that data and digital literacy and data science has changed a lot over the last 10, 15 years, like you were saying, with the introduction of higher powered computers, but also smartphones in our pockets that can do almost anything.
Yeah, so some of the really cool things that drive data science, their type of computer algorithm called neural networks, have existed for decades, actually, right back into the 70s and 80s. But we didn't really have the more powerful computers to make use of them. And so these kind of algorithms really help computers process data in the similar way that a human might do so. So it allows them to be really good at things like autonomous driving, you know, self-driving a car or picking a face out of the picture. And even things these days, like creating art, it's quite amazing. There was an artificial intelligence released just a couple of weeks ago by Google called PaLM, the Pathways Language Model. And it has human-level comprehension skills. It's able to explain to you why a joke is funny. And it's able to sort of put together some common sense reasoning. So you can talk to it almost like a person. It's a really exciting time.
That's absolutely amazing. And I must admit, the other evening, I found a website where you could give an AI a phrase or a description, and it would literally paint a picture for you based on what word you gave. So it's amazing how much artificial intelligence has improved over the last couple years too.
Yeah, so that model is super exciting in itself. That it's called DALL-E 2, and it's developed by people in the US called OpenAI. And to be able to type a text prompt and have it generate artwork or photos, it's just an incredible development. And some people are worried that these technologies are going to replace humans, but I don't think that's the case. It's just going to change the way that we work. So a lot of the jobs that we do now didn't exist into the past, and that's going to be exactly the same as we move into the future. So if we think when computers came out, no one really worried about what happened to the typewriter repair people, right? They just upskilled or they got different jobs and moved into this new field that just exploded in growth. I think we'll see the same thing with artificial intelligence. We might see the job of a graphic designer change to work with an artificial intelligence like DALL-E to create new kinds of artworks, logos, and even photography itself.
You're listening to On the Record, and we're joined by Alex Jenkins, Director of the WA Data Science Innovation Hub, and we're discussing digital and data literacy. So why is digital and data literacy at a critical turning point right now?
I think things are at a real turning point because we now have these computers that are powerful enough to start utilizing artificial intelligence. And it's really important for businesses and everyone to have some idea of what's happening in this space, because it will change so many different industries. So it's not just the sciences. There's going to be changes in agriculture, renewable energy, even things like business and law will be impacted by these changes. So I think it's very important that that everyone has some understanding of what's happening in this space, because it will change the way that we do business and even interact with each other to a certain extent.
Yeah, and speaking of businesses, a lot of organisations are still discovering the opportunities available to them through the use of artificial intelligence. Can you tell us a bit more about that relationship between businesses and artificial intelligence?
Sure. So it's a really exciting space, and it might be as simple as having an automated person answer the phone for you, someone who can direct your business. So we've all experienced these kind of chatbots that, you know, big business puts us through, and they're kind of frustrating. But we're going to move to a level where these interactions are going to be smoother and more human-like in their interactions. I also think that we'll see whole new areas of business explode and be created. I think that some of the jobs in this area just haven't been invented yet. So law is a good example. So when we have AIs that can read a contract for us, and we could ask the AI questions about the contract and what we can and can't do, and when, you know, certain parts of the contract are due, that's really going to change how people are going to work. It's also going to change things in health and medicine. We'll see people like radiologists using this kind of technology a lot to help identify cancers and other issues for people, their patients, and they'll be able to work a lot faster. So there's literally no business or industry vertical that I don't think will have some significant change in it going into the future. And I'd encourage your listeners to come and have a look at our website, the WA Data Science Innovation Hub website. It's WADSIH, WADSIH.org.au. And we're always happy to have a chat with people who want to understand how AI and data might change their business.
And so how can not only the individual, but businesses as well, improve and develop their digital and data literacy?
So there are so many great organisations around Western Australia that are providing training and upskilling. So like I said at the start, we're not trying to make everyone into a data scientist, but we are trying to ensure that everyone has an awareness of this technology. So there are some great training organisations that we link to on our website that provide training not just for the people who want to become data scientists, but executive upskilling, also an understanding of how you can move into data science from different fields, things like how you can use it in marketing and analytics, business intelligence. We're really trying to make sure that we provide training services for the whole community rather than just data scientists. The universities also do a lot. We do a lot here at Curtin, and the other universities also have data science courses as well.
Now, I read there can also be an economic benefit from the increase in digital and data literacy. Can you tell us a bit more about how this would impact the economy?
Yeah, so I think the current estimate is we'll see a global increase to $35 trillion to the GDP from artificial intelligence. It's a really exciting number. I think that it will just make us more productive. So just like PCs made us more productive and the internet made us more productive, well, most of the time when we're not looking at pictures of cats, it's really a technology that amplifies what people can do. So it might be the case that a radiologist, and I'm not a radiologist, so please excuse me if I'm wrong here, but say if you could look at 40 scans a day, You might use an AI to help you distinguish which scans are at risk of having cancer or some other problem, and maybe you can now look at 80 or 100 scans a day. So I think it's going to make everyone more productive in how they work, and it's a really exciting time. So we'd encourage businesses as well to come along to our conference. We're running a conference in June 22nd and 23rd called Data Science for Business, and it's a way for businesses to understand the types of opportunities that exist for them in artificial intelligence and data. And it's a great way for them to really see what's out there and talk with WA technology companies as well and see what they're offering and building. It's a very exciting time. We've also got Dr. Carl as a speaker. So I'd encourage younger listeners to hop onto the website. We've got a special price for students there. So we're looking forward to as many people as we can get.
And like you were saying, this exhibition, the 2022 Data Science for Business Conference, is also to explore about the growth of artificial intelligence. So why is it important that we have these discussions, not only for scientists and researchers, but for students and the local community too?
I think because it's going to be so pervasive throughout our world. It's like asking, if you asked 20 years ago, why should everyone learn about the internet? It's because it will just really be something that everyone is dealing with, and it will change our entire lives in the future. So I think just like the internet is now a part of our everyday life, data and artificial intelligence will also be a huge part of everyone's life going forward. So to me, it's really important that it's not just technologists and data scientists who understand this. It's everyone, it's communities, it's young people. For young people in particular, I see data science as kind of a toolbox that they can apply to anything. They can apply it to architecture, they can apply it to medicine, health research, mining, agriculture. But like I said, there's really very few industries that won't be impacted by AI. And if you have these data science skills or have some awareness of what these problems look like in data science, then you'll have a significant advantage in the workplace.
Now, like we said at the beginning, it is Data Science Week this week from Monday to Friday. Now, I do want to ask, what does Data Science Week mean to you?
Data Science Week to me is like, it's like Woodstock for data science. It's where everyone around WA gets together and puts on events different initiatives to talk about data science. So there's all kinds of seminars, there's all kinds of events, there's networking, lots and lots of different ways to connect with people and understand what's happening in this field. And it's not just for data scientists, it's for everyone, because we're really keen to grow the field and tell everyone how they can use this amazing technology. So I'd encourage everyone to go to datascienceweek.org. So that's a website that's run by the WA Data Science Innovation Hub in conjunction with PAWSI, the PAWSI Supercomputing Centre. And we've got a big list of the events that are happening for Data Science Week. I'd encourage everyone to have a look.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the record this morning and telling us more about digital and data literacy, but also about the growth in artificial intelligence.
Thanks so much, Fiona. Glad I could be here.
You're most welcome. That was Alex Jenkins, Director of the WA Data Science and Innovation Hub based at the Curtin University, discussing Data Science Week, which runs until this Friday of 13th of May. Why it's important for businesses and other organisations to understand artificial intelligence, but also digital and data literacy.